TFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop? Transformers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP. This is a pre-recorded episode, so I don't know the episode number right now. So just refer to your to the YouTube page or the audio download page where you get got this episode, and you'll see the episode number. So
it's a secret lost episode.
No, this is just one in the can for because you know the summer is coming up and. And where did these come from? This is unusual. Okay. Hide that.
And yeah, this is episode number duck.
Yeah.
Number duck.
Anyway, I'm testing out a new mixer too on this episode, so hopefully the audio sounds pretty good. If you guys are having a problem with the audio, I'm still working on it. but as it were, you know, there's some days over the summer coming up, you know, since I'm the only one right now currently that's able to broadcast, I'm putting a few episodes in the can, and this is one of the first ones I'm pre-recording so that, you know, there on those inevitable weekends where I'm not available to do the show, there will be an episode to be able to put up. And this is one of those episodes. And hopefully we'll put together something kind of interesting for you guys to watch and listen to tonight. And hope you enjoy it. Go ahead.
I was saying, someday we'll be like CNN and we'll be broadcasting 24 hours a day with all of your podcasting needs. But I don't see that happening anymore.
No. Well, who knows? Maybe the channel will get so big. I mean, there's already almost 200 videos on there so far. So I remember Chad, before he passed away, he said that he started at the very first video episode that was on YouTube. And he went through every single episode watching. Well, he wouldn't watch them as he drove, but he listened to them in his semi as he was working at night, you know, whenever he wasn't able to talk. And he said that it took him roughly 6 months to go through all of them. So, you know, and he said there were some that, you know, that he didn't interest him, the subject didn't interest him, and that's fine. You know, I mean, I understand that not every single episode that we do is everybody's cup of tea. You know, that's just the way things are. You know, this fandom is very fickle. We know that. You know, you
can talk about different things.
Yes, and you can please some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And we know that, but we try our best.
And we'll get to you eventually.
Yes.
Except for you, that one,
and you're just sitting there like all grumpy cat, and you're
you know who you are. You don't get nothing.
Yeah. Screw you. But I guess I should get some intros out of the way here. I introed myself, and then I started explaining things. The one voice that you heard there is the ever present Headmaster Dawn. And Christian Russell.
Hello.
I tried to get a couple more people in here too, but they They were busy, and of course, I'm not going to down on them too much because this was kind of fly. You know, I'm like, I got everything working. I'm like, you know what? It'd be really cool. I don't have to be anywhere tomorrow. Let's see if anybody else don't. You know, let's see if we can get one in. Yeah.
It's Sunday night, a quarter to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people available.
Well, you'd be surprised. Yeah. There are a lot of people that just, you know, this is a time where they're just flaked out on the couch watching TV, you know. And if you want to talk about toys, we can talk about toys, you know. I for one don't really have a life, so, you know. You know, it's like, you know, if I'm home and I'm available, I'll do a pre-record.
Oh, that's me. You know, I like someone calls up. I don't even know. You gonna do a podcast? Sure. Just tell me when. You know, we're talking about potatoes. I can talk about potatoes. No problem. You
know, well, you know, as much as I love podcasting and everything, you know, there was a short-lived podcast that Rick, myself, and two others did. Is a wrestling podcast. And I really wanted to continue that, but the couple that we had, she actually became with child, and she now has a baby. So, you know, their life got a whole lot more complicated, and we just wasn't able. We got two episodes done, and that's as far as it went. Yeah. And it.
Well, I mean, I'm not a big wrestling fan. I never really watched except when Sergeant Slaughter was wrestling. Kids, ask your dad who Sergeant Slaughter was. But, you know, that, and I'll be honest, sometimes I would watch wrestling because Elvira came on after wrestling.
Big titties.
I wasn't going to say that because the rest of it can be inferred by just saying Elvira. But, yeah, I would much prefer watching classic American Gladiators, but that's just me.
Well, you know, I understand wrestling isn't everybody's cup of tea. Again, like what we were talking about a few moments ago with the Transformers and this podcast. But, you know, there is a very, very large contingent of people out there that love it. You know, a lot of people actually get what my shirt means. I'm a huge fan, have been ever since I was a kid. And, you know, my brother was putting me in wrestling holds and stuff on the ground, and I was too little to get out of them. And, you know, it just... You know, that very first time I ever saw the Ultimate Warrior, you know, seeing all those colors and everything, even then, I didn't care if it was real or not, you know, and as I grew older and I realized, hey, there's no way this is legit, I still love it. You know, there's still stories, you know, many stories that's told in each match. Some matches are better than others, you know, but... You know, I could go on and on about wrestling, but, you know, the point being, we had a separate podcast going for wrestling or started, and it just fell to the wayside after two episodes. I'd really like to get it started again, but truth be told, TFYLP takes up a great deal of my time during the week. I don't think a lot of people realize how much time I devote to it. You know, and it gets intrusive on my life sometimes, and I'm not saying that because I lament it. It's a labor of love. I've said it many times on here, but you know, there's times where I'd like to go out with family and go to the movies, go to dinner on a Saturday night. You know, like everybody else, but you know, I have a podcast to do. So, you know, and here we are doing a pre-record, and this will give me that flexibility from time to time.
I mean. You know, until the day we can put like a pizza in an IV drip or something, you know, Duron's going to be stuck here, you know, having to do the fight. But, you know, you can skip dinner and get a pizza and IV, and then you can run out if you want to. So.
Well, exactly. You know, and right now I'm using OBS, which is a free software, and it's not as intensive as the Wirecast that I normally use to broadcast with. And the new computer setup, and maybe by the time this episode actually airs, I'll actually be using that new computer setup. But Wirecast is very, very CPU intensive. And it's got a lot more robust settings and everything. I can do all kinds of transitions. There's just more options I have with Wirecast than OBS. But if somebody has a computer that's within the last couple years old, you know, has more than 4 gigs of RAM, they can run this program, and I can teach them how to use it and set it up, and they can broadcast too. That's my goal. Once everything is set in place, I can have a secondary person that is capable of doing one, technically knowing how to do the broadcast, and two, hosting the comfortable enough to host the podcast. You know, Brett did it for a little while, and I appreciate that, but you know, it's difficult on him because his computer was having problems with it, you know, but I think that was more of a hardware issue than anything. But you know, let's talk about Transformers. I know we've talked a little bit about geek stuff and everything, and you know, it transcends, but you know, we're all here about Transformers. Tonight we're going to talk about third party stuff. It's a third party roundtable. We're going to talk about some things that may or may not be relevant, but we find them interesting. That's in the Transformers realm, and one of the things I think we can kick it off with, and it's a subject that has been kicking around here lately, especially since we have not had a whole lot of official Masterpiece news lately. A lot of people saying that official G1 Masterpiece is dead. I think it's a bunch of hooey, honestly, but to use a Southern term. But yeah, I think it's just one of those times whenever, right now, you know, we got Dinobot coming on the way. The Targetmaster Hot Rod just got released within the last month and a half.
And then we have the black repaint of Cheetor, mm-hmm, slated to be coming out.
Yeah.
Also,
and the animated Prowl.
And yeah. And I'll be honest, on that note, I don't mind the Masterpieces slowing down, because we were getting some pretty wonky QC issues, and we've brought this up in the past. Whether, is there a direct correlation? I don't know. But it just seems like, since they upped the Masterpiece release schedule about, what, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years?
Yeah.
We've been getting some funky QC issues. So if slowing down means that we're getting a slightly better product, especially with them running, like Dinobots running, what, 350?
I thought it was 250. Yeah, 250.
250 on that. You know, 250. You know. So yeah, I don't mind them slowing down, but I hope when they do come back, we'll finally see. Because my theory has always been, they're using these repaints as time to get the engineering done on either a new mold, like say Wheeljack or Mirage or whatever, or some that don't have a lot of repaint potential, like the Dotson brothers, and they need more time to get it finalized, or they're just basically doing a repaint they know will sell to get more money to fund that,
yeah,
oddball mold where you won't get as many sales. That's always been my theory.
Well, let's be honest too. Outside of the mini bots, there's only a small handful of 84 and 85 characters. You know, we got Hound, Trailbreaker, Hoist, Mirage, Jazz, of the Autobots. Of the large Autobots, and Skids, you know, that's the only large Autobots. Well, yeah, I guess he wasn't 84 and 85, wasn't it? Yeah, but if you do just the 84 Autobots, you know, Hound and Mirage and Jazz, yeah, because
and Trailbreaker.
Trailbreaker Hoist wasn't till season 2. And Skids, right, wasn't until season 2. So, right, you know, if they just want to complete just the 84 line, you know, there's very few.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's my goal. 85, maybe later, but I'm really focused on 84.
Yeah.
So to not see anything on the schedule is very concerning to me. I think what they're doing is trying not to announce stuff so far in advance and then delay, like Dinobot has been. Which, in a way, is good, but it has the appearance of making it look dead.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, though, I get why people are feeling this way about the Masterpiece line, because we've seen it before with the Encore. You know, Encore was going hard and heavy for several years, and then they started slowing down, and then it would go months before we'd find anything out. And then it's like, oh, here, they throw us a bone. And then, you know, like 7 months later, maybe another bone, you know, and then it just eventually nothing, you know. What was the last Encore we got, you know?
Well, Godfire Convoy's Encore, but what was the one before that? Four Max?
Yeah, Four Max, I'm wanting to say. And that's been, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
5 years, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't think the Encore line is dead, obviously, with the Godfire Convoy, but they have significantly slowed down the releases.
Well, it might as well have been dead. 5 years without a release? Oof.
But it's, you know, as evidenced, you know, if Godfire Convoy has been released, it is under the Encore banner.
Yep.
It's not G1, but...
Nope.
Well, it's...
Well, then there was the G2 Magnus. That was Encore as well, I believe.
It's kind of wasn't G1 it? To Japan. Because they were able to make it all one. I think Kiss Players is the one that made everything in one timeline.
It's not a G1 mold, I think is what Drew is saying.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But the thing is, you know, even if Masterpiece is dead, which I don't think it is, again, I'll reiterate that. I think a lot of people that are saying that it's dead is the, you know, the Chicken Little thing, the sky is falling. But, I don't think it's dead, but it makes me really consider looking to third party even more to fill in the hole. And Christian, you actually mentioned this yesterday whenever we were doing our live episode. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. In the past couple months, I have gotten Huff, Terragus, which is Trailbreaker. I don't know how you say that. Pick a way to say that. I got Gundog, and I got Sphinx, all within the past month to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And this.
I'm surprised you found a gun.
Oh, and Grump. Grump, too. Hmm. I'm trying to finish 84. I have realized that if I can make third-party versions work, then I'm going to have a lot more time with those characters in my collection. That display is going to be done. Downbeat really started that trend for me.
Hmm. And Downbeat is a slippery slope. I love that toy. It's a beautiful toy.
Downbeat is great. Gundog, I think, is... Gundog was Downbeat before Downbeat came out. I can't see them doing a better hound than Gundog, just to be honest.
I was going to open Gundog tonight, but then someone wanted me to do a podcast.
Well, why don't you do a live unopening, unboxing?
Exactly.
Maybe.
But, because I've not seen a Gundog available anywhere for months, except overinflated prices on eBay.
I got them with an eBay coupon sale. It was good.
Good. Yeah.
But over Christmas time, I was trying to figure out if I needed to continue collecting Masterpiece, if I thought that Takara really wasn't going to finish them up. And so I've had my Masterpiece on display in a separate area from the rest of my collection, and I switched them out for the Classics versions. And I didn't like them the same way that I liked having my Masterpieces. So I decided if I really was going to keep it, then I really wanted to finish that display as quickly as possible. And that's what I'm doing. Now I only need a Cliffjumper, a Brawn, and a Windcharger. But unfortunately, I don't like any of the Brawn or Windcharger offerings we have right now.
I like the X-Transbots one, the boost. Yeah. It was nice in both modes. But it was a pain in the ass to transform.
And I'm not about that. At my heart of my collection, I still collect toys. They may be high-end toys,
mm-hmm.
but I do collect toys, so I don't need a chore when I'm trying to
transform. Well, I mean, I'm not saying it was so much difficult. As there was just some points, especially like with the forearms and everything on boost, whenever I had mine, I was afraid to transform it simply because of some of the tolerances, you know, it just was really, really tight. And I'm like, it was, it's the same thing, you know, with Fans Project Diesel back, you know, years ago when it came out. That thing was a freaking nightmare to me.
That made me regret. I was loving the four small cars. Mm-hmm. I really liked the way they were.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Getting diesel.
I sold the whole set within a month. I sold the whole set within a month.
I wish I had, but I went to so much effort trying to do that. It took me 4 hours and two videos from P.O. and M.G.O. to get diesel transformed into torso mode. And I swear I haven't touched the figure since.
Well,
he's been in SOR for 3 years, and he's never getting taken apart.
I know several people that you know, they didn't really have problems transforming it. And to you people, more power to you. It's not so much that I had problems transforming it. I didn't enjoy transforming it.
There is no enjoyment.
It was, I'll put it bluntly, it was an over-engineered piece of shit.
Well, that's my one thing with Fans Project, is that they really over-engineer some of their pieces, and Diesel is a prime example of that, no pun intended, because there was no enjoyment left in that figure. It was just,
and it's just the hip part was, it was so convoluted. The hip part was essentially a slider joint that was on two really thin pieces of plastic that was literally no thicker than a toothpick. And that's what held the entire torso together during transformation. And I'm like, it wouldn't take too much to go oops and snap the damn thing in half. And I'm like, that much, if you have to be that delicate with a toy just to convert it, there's no joy in it for me.
Plus, if I remember correctly, there was like multiple torso twists to use an old Battletech reference, that when you would just twist your torso in one direction or the other and your feet were still pointing one way, you would twist it and then twist it back again. There was like a third pivot. It was just, God, it was just,
I transformed it about three times, and the third time was to put it back in the box. I transformed it once, by transforming, I mean to and from, and I transformed it once. I'm like, that was not enjoyable. I waited a couple days and I transformed it again to see. It didn't take me as long because, I had an idea of what was going on, but I still didn't enjoy it. And then after that is whenever I decided, okay, I'm going to put this set up for sale. I don't like it. This is not my Minasaur.
If Minasaur was higher on my list of must have the best version combiner, I think I would have sold it. But Minasaur is like, it looks pretty good as Minasaur. I've got it. It's done.
Compared to some of the newer third party combiners, he's actually kind of small now.
Yeah, so he is. He's always been
small.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Stunicons have just never been that important to me to have the best representation of them. That's like Predaking. That's why I never bought. I did want the Nero Rex in the black and purple, but that's just because that's an incredible looking toy.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting a third party Predaking, I'm like, he's just not that important. I mean,
well, speaking of Rex, my whole Diesel issue was made worse because it shipped in a pile of loot with the first couple releases for Feral Rex. And to compare them together that closely was just...
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible for Diesel.
That had to be... Well, John DeLuna, he was the first one of us to get Feral Rex on RFC, and he said that was just an incredible, remarkable improvement over anything even contemporary.
Oh, yeah. Feral Rex is incredible.
Yeah.
Even now, I've had it for 4 years, it's still amazing. I love that toy.
I mean,
I have a Nero Rex sitting in my pile at Capture Prey, and I'm like, I want it so bad, but I don't have $500.
Yeah, it's so, and that's something else, is that one thing about third party is that it's amazing what the right paint on a figure can change it. I've seen several figures. I had one in mind and I lost it, unfortunately. It was the gun dog, as a matter of fact. You had the animation colors, Mm-hmm. And you had the toy colors. And I got the animation colors because, to me, that mold looks so much better in the animation colors.
Yep.
With the lighter greens and the more white, you know, the white highlights and stuff. But I know some people that got the toy colors because they want their hound to have that dark and that dark metallic kind of green there. And it's amazing what just a shade or two of paint can make a difference of. Officially, look at Reveal the Shield Jazz, ours was, again, that is a prime example of when Hasbro doesn't add paint, and you've got just, you know, all that unpainted back half of the figure, and then you get to Chorus, which has the paint and the accents. It's like, it's a night and day figure, and it's the same mold.
Yeah, I think every version of that mold besides Reveal the Shield Jazz looks better. Mm-hmm. All the Bakka ones, Stepper. Yeah.
I've got the G2 version that came in that Walmart set, and that even though that doesn't have as much paint in some areas, but it has more Tampograph,
mm-hmm.
it looks better.
Looks better.
Trying to screen share the Gundog right now. Hold on, getting it. I think I got it.
I got the cartoon Gundog.
The picture I'm got up shared right now is the hold on.
For people who were more toy collectors than cartoon watchers back then, I'm glad there's an option for them.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's more like I don't know whether it's basically, I look at the character and think, I want him to look like this is what Hound's supposed to look like. You know, and I've got some things that are more toy based, I've got some things that are more cartoon based. It's just, it's like, well, I've got Hellfire and Wrestle, because those big, chunky, thick-limbed bots are more of what I think of as Inferno and Grapple.
See, I've got the Hellfire. That's my my Inferno right now.
Now, I did get Artfire because Artfire does not really have a specific way he's supposed to look other than what he appeared in the manga and stuff like that. So the Inferno mold being slim and more streamlined doesn't make a difference for me on Artfire, because he's just is this one-off character that I've got sitting beside of Bounceback, which is the repaint of Downbeat
Stepper
for Stepper.
Yeah, I have Kojin, the crowdfunded version.
How is he
for Artfire? He's good. I didn't realize I would like that mold as much as I did. It almost made me want to get the Inferno one, but I think I want the one that you were just talking about for Inferno.
Yeah.
Well, and then the official one for Grapple. I think that's how I'm going to do it.
The Ocular Max, their Inferno, I think, had some issues that was fixed with Kojin.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that as well. But Kojin, their Inferno was also too thin, too... He wasn't chunky enough to be Inferno. Yep.
And I had Masterpiece Inferno for a weekend. I bought it because I got a good deal from a friend, and I sold it on to another friend very quickly because I hated the vast, expansive swaths of undetailed plastic.
That's why I didn't buy Metroplex and I bought Utopia. Because Utopia, he cost me... I got a good deal on him thanks to some Dynanomics. But if I compare Utopia to Metroplex, Metroplex doesn't even come close. And not because it's a different, it doesn't look like, it's not a G1 Metroplex, but you have all this swath of just unpainted white torso, that panel lining or something. I shouldn't have to take a Gundam marker and put some panel lining on a figure, which would not work out well for me because I don't do small detail work that well. And it's like, I'm not spending that money for Metroplex when Utopia, yes, it is a more expensive figure, but it's a much better looking Metroplex.
Spending the right money.
Well,
okay.
But as expensive as he is, yeah.
Yeah, I pulled up, now the Gundog gallery I showed is the one taken by the Maz at TF Square One. And I'm also showing the Utopia right now that he did.
Yeah.
That thing is just beautiful. I had a guy at TFCon USA a couple years ago. He was going to trade me for, what was I going to trade him? There was something, I was going to trade it for, but I can't remember what it was right off the top of my head. And it was, I was going to get a Utopia, but, I didn't pull the trigger because I felt like I could get something more. And I'm kind of glad I didn't, because what I did wind up with was Road Seizure.
I'm sorry. It's Road Seizure.
I love it though. I know you hate it, Don, but I love it.
No, I don't hate Road Seizure. It's just many years ago, right when the internet was still kicking off, I had made a purchase from, we all know Tony Prieto. We've all known Tony for,
He's a good guy, yeah.
So Tony's a great guy. I bought from him, I've told the story before, I bought God Bomber from him through Lee's Action Figure News and Toy Review. His ad was in there, and I called them, and I bought God Bomber. Based on the catalog picture, I didn't know what was in the catalog wasn't what God Bomber finally wound up with. So I called him after I received it, and I asked him. I said,
"That was probably a proto pick or something other."
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. And then he explained to me what was in the catalog is not what they actually produced. And so that's how my friendship with Tony began. And he went to Japan a year or two later and asked me, "Was looking for anything?" And I said, "I would love to have a Road Seizure, because again, I was trading Legends Bumblebees from Kmart for VHSs of Master Force and Victory at the time from a guy in Japan." And when I got Road Seizure, I was like, yes. Then I put them together. So it's not that he's bad. It's just it was a disappointing figure based on what I had.
Well, to have a three-figure combiner in Generation 1, I think he still pulls it off really well. He's not, you know, especially, excuse me, by modern standards, he's pretty lame, but you cannot compare had Generation 1, not a Mexican. Christian was looking at me. I like Mexican food. But anyway,
so why?
Well, it has a reverb effect on me. At least I didn't fart.
Keep it classy.
Hey,
keep
no.
Classy.
I have farted live on air before.
Okay. John, do you like Road Seizure?
Yes, I like Road Seizure.
Okay, good.
That's good.
But now I did pick up the Trinity Force. I haven't had a chance to sit down with the last two yet, but I need to.
I've got the first one, but he mildly disappointed me. So I'm going to go ahead and get the other two simply because I do like Road Seizure, and once he's combined, he probably will stay combined. Yeah. But I was super disappointed because even though he has the ability to have either a solid head, or you can actually have him have the Brainmaster gimmick that works. But his Brainmaster is literally smaller than my fingernail.
It's super tiny.
Yeah.
If you have Masterpiece Star Saber, and you have what was the name of Star Saber's Brainmaster? Saber was just the Jets.
I don't think it had a name.
Okay. But if you have that figure,
brain fart.
what he's talking about is actually smaller than the Star Saber.
It's not much bigger than World's Smallest Ravage, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a tiny figure.
Yeah, it's
or
tiny.
Or maybe if you have any Brave figures like from Firebird.
Yes, it's roughly that size. Maybe smaller.
The size of the Firebird.
Maybe smaller. I mean, it literally, I don't, I'm not even sure if it folds in half right off the top of my head. It might.
Yeah.
But he's super small.
But if anyone needed a third party upgrade, it would be Road Caesar. I love JRX. There's not many three bot combiners in the Mythos, but I think JRX is a really nice figure.
I think there's six.
There's Road Caesar. Triprediccus.
Hellraiser, Triprediccus, Magnaboss, Triple Docus, and Magnaboss 2.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't thinking Beast Wars. I was thinking just regular American G1 and G1 Road Caesar. I wasn't even thinking Beast Wars, but you're right. But Triprediccus gave me such a fit, I just sort of blanked that out because it's just... Fit!
That's what she said. But
imagine if Supreme Cheetor had been a combiner like that.
It did. It combined my wallet into empty and me with sadness. So
people combine it with a garbage can.
But I'll tell you.
Yes, Supreme Clash Cheetor combines with a trash can to form landfill.
That's not how that works.
Landfill's a much better combiner.
I guess. But I will tell you a third party figure that really, I look back, I'm so glad I got it. I haven't played with it in a while. Carrie.
You know, Lee. That was another one that got sold out from underneath of me. I had one on order, and whenever I went to pick it up, they were like, don't have it anymore. I'm like, you don't? What? And it's like, well, somebody needed it, and I thought I'd get some more in before you'd want it. And I'm like, I'm gonna slap a bitch.
He's got a reissue coming. I've always thought about getting one.
Yeah. Are they? Are they going to re-release it?
It's coming out later this year.
Yeah, he Spartan, which is another one as well. Ooh, but yeah, Spartan is a third party version of Impactor.
Spartan's great.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew who that was. Carrie is one of the defining figures in my collection because it shows, again, there's a scale issue if scale is that important to you. He's not big enough in one way and too small in the other. He doesn't fit against this. I understand all that.
Well, that's the problem with DX9 figures is that their scale is a little bit off. It's one of the things I love Chigurh. Their Astral Train, it's not perfect, but as far as...
I just got him last week.
Yeah, as far as robot mode, his robot mode is about right the way an Astral Train should be. And his shuttle mode, it's fat, but it's nice. Yeah. And then the train mode is great.
Blast off an Astral Train, kind
of. Yeah, yeah. But, his scale is just a little bit off from what you would expect it to be. And I know, again, scale is relative in Transformers. But, I have my perception of how big a certain figure should be. And to me, Chigurh falls in that. And if Carrie's a little bit small, I might be glad that I held off on that. Now, there is an Asia reissue of the official original masterpiece Rodimus Convoy. I may pick that up despite knowing that it has mold issues. Just simply
they're going to be fixed.
Knock on wood.
We'll see. Yeah.
But I think Carrie is one of the DX9s. It's one of their figures when you point to say, this is DX9. Neat toys, or however you want to take a look at it, because everyone says it. It is one of their most outstanding solid pieces, and it's a Rodimus Prime that does not parts form.
Let's see if I can.
Parts forming has never really bothered me because we can't break the laws of physics. We are bound by the rules of physics to a certain degree. So if you have to, they were able to make a Rodimus Prime that was an all-in-one figure. It looks good. His Target Master sucks. The Target Master that forms his Photon Eliminator to give him the Target Master ability, that is one of the worst. That is probably up until Contact Shot, in my opinion, did not have a decent target master for most all of the figures. It's Andreas is a great looking
Andros.
His is a great looking scourge. His target master is terrible.
Okay, I'm sharing a gallery here right now.
Trojan's target master is pretty good.
Well, I think that at that point they were starting to see that they were going to have to reuse these target masters on down the line, and they were trying to make better ones so they'd have a better base mold to draft on.
Yeah. Now the pictures I'm sharing are from collectiondx.com. And if you want to pull up collectiondx.com, you can see their pictures of Carrie. He looks great.
They got some very talented artists, photographers and such over there on the Collection DX.
Hey, Don, is it true that Carrie has rubber tires?
You know, I actually don't remember. I can go over and try to find him and check and see. Hang on, let me go check. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm looking at a pre-order. It says he does.
But I like the all-in-one design. And
I do, too.
But, you know, here's a picture of Carrie next to MP12, which is the Lambor sideswipe. And he's not much bigger. I mean, sideswipe's actually looks huge next to him. And then, okay, now we have MP09, which I think was the, MP09, the Masterpiece Convoy, Rodimus Convoy. It dwarfs Carrie in vehicle mode. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think Rodimus Convoy is a bit off of scale for now.
So yeah, it's the original.
Really sure why they're reissuing it.
It's the original Masterpiece scale. So, yeah, it's a bit big. But, I mean, if you consider that if you don't transform him into Hot Rod mode and you just leave him as Rodimus Prime, it would fit, honestly, in my opinion.
Carrie is more of a classics kind of figure, really.
Yeah, he looks like he'd fit more in Chug, in my opinion.
There he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's beautiful. But, yeah. I know Christian
and... June. We can get him.
Yeah, Christian and I were actually talking here, Don, looking at the pictures and the comparison. You know, he looks great, but I think he's more Chug, personally, than anything else. And I know people hate that term, but
as far as the tires go, they feel like there's like rubberized plastic.
Oh, he has Gerwalk mold. Yeah, it's kind of like soft plastic, maybe.
Yeah, bendy. Well, it's hard, but it's not like rubber. Like
kind of like the conflict. Well, you don't have the figure, but I was starting to say kind of like the horns on the movie studio series Grimlock. They're rubberized, but they're not like super soft rubber.
I bought him the other day. I wasn't going to, and then I saw a gallery of the pictures of the way he looks.
He's just nice.
But yeah, that's Carrie is a very important one. Probably one of the most important figures to me in third party is City Commander.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's City Commander, that armor set made me realize that this third party thing could be something awesome, because what it does to that plain white Classics Magnus just completely changes the character. Yeah, you do lose some posability. The Protector armor was an upgrade for Hot Rod, because you actually gained some points of articulation, whereas you did lose them for the Magnus. But visually, I think, you know, just again, the City Commander is one of my favorite pieces. It's like, Don, someone asked me, they said, Don, since you've got Ultra Magnus, Masterpiece Magnus now, you gonna sell your City Commander? I said, hell no.
Mm-mm.
City Commander,
I'll never get rid of mine.
Yeah, City Commander might be old, but it still looks... Well, hang on, I've got him right over here. Let me get him so people can see what he looks like.
You know, I had the City Commander back in the day, and it was a landmark figure. Not figure, but add-on kit. It really... It made me think, hey, this could redefine the way collecting is done. Little did we know at the time that full on figures were to be coming out.
It wasn't too long after this, as far as the crow flies, that we got Defender,
mm-hmm.
which I believe was the first
Warbot Defender
full figure, which was a Springer.
And I had that too, and it was a beautiful, beautiful toy. But, compared to some of the offerings we have now, like Apache and, in my opinion, Open and Play Big Spring, those things knock it out of the park.
Well, it might be more nostalgia on my part, but this is sort of what happens when people say, oh, look at that 2007 Optimus from the movie. It's such a terrible figure. And Revenge of the Fallen is just such a better figure. And I have to stop, and I've told people, especially at BotCon, yes, you're right. 2007 Optimus compared to Revenge of the Fallen Optimus is not as good of a figure. But we wouldn't have Revenge of the Fallen Optimus if not for what they tried to do on the 2007 figure. Mm-hmm. And the 2007 figure has its own charms.
It was a learning experience.
But Night Watch 2007 Optimus is one of the most beautiful toys Hasbro has ever created.
It is
one of the most beautiful toys, and I will fight anyone that says otherwise because they haven't actually seen the toy out of the package when light hits those teals and blacks. But it's the same thing. You have to get these stages. So, yeah, what we're getting now in a lot of the third party is some really great stuff, but you can't dismiss what came before. Because without City Commander, we wouldn't have all these perfect effect kits.
Well, and then TFC Hercules came along and redefined how we would perceive third party combiners. If I'm not mistaken, the first big third party combiner.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times I was looking at pictures between Hercules and Green Giant. And I was pulling up the individual bots, and I was comparing them. And I would pull up the combined mode, and I would try to compare them. I wound up getting both. But, I mean, initially, it's like, if I'm going to sink this kind of money into it, I want the best version. And I went with Hercules originally just because it was a very classic-looking Devastator. Sorry.
It is like.
But, I mean, that looks like that would be what a new Devastator would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Green Giant initially, but it was like more like G1 with articulation, kind of,
mm-hmm.
versus Hercules was like what they would look like done up as classics. So you had two different aesthetics.
Yeah. Going. And for the longest time, I would say, I said, and I believe I even said it on old episodes of this show, I was never going to sell my Hercules because, to me, he was the definitive Hercules. And then we got Combiner Wars Devastator. And despite his shortcomings, he's Hollow City, he's still, you can't get hardly any closer to animation than Combiner Wars Devastator. It is the G1 Devastator that we all wanted, at least in my opinion. Could it be better? Yes. And I did get the Perfect Effect upgrade sets for it.
It could also be orange and yellow, but we haven't got that yet either.
Yeah, but we got the other G2 sets.
Not Defensor. Not Guard City. Although he said it wasn't G2, but...
Well, Guard City also, if you pick up the Inferno that's coming out here in Power of the Primes, and then...
Stealth Guard City.
Yeah, you pretty much, you can combine them, maybe use the Alpha Bravo as the first aid, and, just color-wise. And you might have to swap a few parts, but you could put together a passable Guard City out of, once the Inferno's released.
But that means buying another Alpha Bravo. We already have 7, 8, 12, 624. It all blends after a while.
Well, Combiner Wars was really done to death. I mean, let's face it. They stretched about 5 molds to the max, and I would still buy them today because
I would buy every single one.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I was thinking about it last week. That's my favorite line ever, I think.
Well, I don't know about ever, but it's up there. And I remember having the discussion, I believe even on this show with Rick. You know, Rick's like, you know, I'm tired of this line because it's just the same olds over and over and over again. He's like, I can't believe it's selling. He said, whenever he was at Hasbro, they would never have went for something like that. And I'm like, but this is what I've wanted since I've got back into collecting back in 1999, and I was wanting Generation 1 characters. Updated Generation 1 characters, you know, throughout all of Armada, Energon, Cybertron, and then all the Universe line, you know, all the little G1 homages that we had. He looks so G1, but he wasn't quite close. And then we got the classics, and it's like, oh, these are so G1, but not quite close. You know what I mean? Hot Rod was probably the closest out of all of them.
And boy, did we get that mold a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is then we get Combiner Wars, and we start getting full-on Combiners, and the teams actually look like they're supposed to, and, you know, and they even stretch it and make us, like, here's Mirage, here's Trailbreaker, you know, out of those same molds. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm surprised that they didn't take the Aerial Bots and make the Seekers out of them, really.
We might still see them.
Who knows?
I wouldn't count them out just yet.
Now, I mean, I know in Grand Convoy, or I'm not Grand Convoy, but Grand Galvatron and the Unite Warriors set, we got a Ghost Starscream.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then I've got the Shattered Glass Starscream over here from the Combiner Wars mold. But yeah, they stretched that line to the max, and the thing is. They ran the molds into the ground, but it worked. They worked. And they're still using them with like Darkwing and Dreadwind, you know.
I love it. Yeah, and the new Power of the Primes combiners use the same system. Mm-hmm. I love that. I want that system forever.
Yeah.
But what Combiner Wars did for me, I had been collecting third party combiners, so by that point I had Hercules and Intimidator and Uranos, and I just started on Prometheus. And I picked up a couple limbs for Combiner Wars Superion, and I knew from that moment that I was not going to go back, because that was, like I was talking about earlier, my toy versus chore collecting. How long does it take to transform Uranos into Combiner mode?
I had Blackbird. I had Blackbird, and I liked it in both modes, but I sold it. I'm like, I don't want another diesel type deal here.
Yep. But how long does it take to make Combiner Wars Superion? All three modes.
Maybe 10 minutes tops.
Yep, and then apply that to Intimidator versus Minasaur. It's not even the same, and I want that toy look. And I did get the upgrades. They look better now, and it still doesn't take me a long time to switch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for something that's easy, but I do collect toys, and I think it's important to keep that joy in Transformers.
Well, you know, I got the Unite Warriors Bruticus, and absolutely. And I got the Perfect Effect upgrade set. Looks flipping gorgeous. You know, this mm-hmm. whole set looks flipping gorgeous. You know, you got the right, you got a blast off. It's in the right colors. You know, Vortex has got the four blades instead of two. And he's the right colors. Everybody's the right colors. You know, and I even told Orson at Capture Prey, I said, this is going to be my definitive Bruticus. And then along comes Zeta Toys. You know, it's like, hey, you know, here is gigantic combiners or Combaticons at like a reasonable price. I mean, they're like 55,
Zeta,
60 bucks.
The super big one?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Zeta's, okay. There's Zeta toys, and then there's Unique Toys that's got their Ragnaros. And that one's actually close to, if not already completed. But the Zeta toys, you've got Blastoff, Vortex, and Brawl that's out now.
What's the one that's already out that's really big in Bruticus?
Warbitron?
Well,
yeah, that one.
Warbitron, but I mean, it's it had some issues.
It started off strong, but it didn't end up well. Fierce Attack, the Onslaught, it wasn't quite diesel, but it was, it definitely was the weakest.
Had a lot of QC issues too, from what I understand.
Yes. Never mind then.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask y'all, just sort of as a tangent here, we've talked about third party. Okay. What about fourth party or KOs?
But, like knockoffs of third parties?
Well, kind of. But
it's like, essentially example, what fourth party would be, I would think.
Well, like, for example, I have the Y-Zhang, the upscaled version of MP10 in the clear. I've got the leader class evasion mode that they did the upscale of from the Voyager to the leader. I've got the Y-Zhang Megatron that's their original design that they came out with. I've got the unique Infinite Transformations masterpiece version of Megatron that was infinitely cheaper that came with the Frank Welker voice chip cannon. Do you all see these companies, like, again, I'm using Y-Zhang as an example, or Yes Model, with them stepping up and doing better quality toys, and in some cases better than the masterpieces they're emulating, that these are going to be another factor in making the choice between now you've got Hasbro, Takara, and third party, and now you're going to have to look at, okay, I like what Hasbro's doing here, but let's say it's a Prime, it's a Voyager, I want him to be bigger. It's possible Y-Zhang might do an upscale of that. They just released, or guaranteed to release, their Omega Supreme, which is a completely original mold for them.
I think it looks like ass.
Well, I like it, but it's
way too skinny.
It's skinny, but I still like what they're trying to do with it. I'm hoping they'll do that as Omega Supreme, so we can get an Omega Supreme character, just for grins and giggles. But do you all think that this is going to be another option coming into play if these companies stop doing plain old KOs and making like Y-Zhang improvements to the original figure as far as adding metal, adding parts for better conversion, you know, things like that?
I am undecided. I do have the Yes Model cone heads.
Same here.
And I do have the leader-sized Voyager Last Night Megatron, Rinsora. Okay. And I'm looking at getting the big old Nitro Zeus, too.
Yeah.
So, I think it's something more to consider, but with what they're doing, it's almost as if they're third-party anyway. It's not so much a knockoff as it is, I mean, they're making new molds. They're blown up.
Well, what would they do if they knock off the Zeta toy Combaticons? Those things are huge already. I mean, literally, for those people who have not held one, the Zeta Toys Blast Off is as tall as Masterpiece MP11 Starscream in robot mode, and bigger, is taller than Masterpiece Starscream in arm mode. So imagine how big this freaking Bruticus is going to be. It's huge. It's going to be up there with like Fans Toys Terminus Giganticus. And that's a combiner. And each limb is like $55 to $60, depending on where you get him. And then the Onslaught's going to be about $100 to $120. They don't give a shit, I guess. I don't know. And the quality's pretty damn good. I don't have any issues with mine.
Yeah, there is that thing where Zeta is supposedly from another company.
Toy World.
And so they could be using this to establish themselves again.
Well, their aerial bots are the same price too, and each aerial bot is the size of an MP seeker.
Sergio has those, and he showed me the first two aerial bots. He really liked them.
Yeah, I've right now my air raid is surfing on FT Stomp's back right now in dino mode.
Aww, cute.
And then I've got Fireflight. He's giving Swoop a thumbs up. Yeah, you know, so because they have articulated fingers too, and that's insane, you know.
I didn't realize they were that cheap. I may have to jump on board.
I mean, they're not. I don't think they're the most accurate cartoon accurate ones. They're close. Okay. Now the Zeta Combaticons go more toward the Studio Ox, I think, interpretation. But
season three.
Yeah, they are very G1-esque. I mean, the heads are like dead on. Now the aerial bots go more toward the toy heads as opposed to the cartoon heads, but they look amazing. The only out of the four that I've got Air Raid and Fireflight, and then Blastoff and Vortex. excuse me, ironically, all four Flyers, but
interesting.
Out of the four, the only issue I have is with my Air Raid. The front landing gear, the spring is so hard, it's like I just took it off. You know, I just took the wheel off and set it in my little box of parts. And because, you know, whenever he's going to be in jet mode, I'm going to be looking at him in jet, and then I'll transform him back to robot mode or arm mode or leg mode, whatever, because he's not going to stay in jet mode. Yeah. But that's the only issue I've had out of the whole thing. And you know, is that Ravage?
She likes to go by Ravage when she's on screen.
She's not attacking you like Massey. Yeah.
Massey, our mascot? Nah, she's very nice. This is Roxy.
Massey's now turn around and show us your ass.
Well, you know, she's a cat. What yeah. do you do?
It's like, look at it. Look at it.
So, you know, I just wanted to bring that up because that's, to me, that's going to be another option is like, you know, because I actually was waiting for that YJ. I wanted that YJ Megatron to come out. Mm-hmm. As to go with that clear MP10 because they're both upscales, and I showed off an earlier show the difference between the Masterpiece scale Megatron with the Infinite Transformations version and the YJang, which is about, again, 2 or 3 inches taller on the upscale. But I just wanted to ask that because I think these, again, fourth party KOs, whatever they are, they're seeing that they can up their quality, I think, and make a better toy. It's like, Kristen, you said you've got the BB7S model cone heads.
Yep.
They are rock solid.
They're incredible. And they're so much cheaper than trying to get the official ones.
Oh yeah. It's like I think I paid the most of like $92 and change for Thrust. And yep. That was $60 cheaper. And Melvar on RFC has the official Takara ones. His Thrust, when he shakes the Thrust, the hips move like a hula hoop dance, like a hula dancer. I mean, just they are all over the board, and that's a common.
I still yet to pick up my MP Thrust in Dirge. You know, they're on my very short list of soon to get after my computer's paid off. But I have a general short rule of if there's an official Masterpiece version of it, unless I don't care for the first official version. In the example of Inferno, I've got the grapple in that mold, and I've got Art Fire sitting in my pile. So it's not like I won't have an Inferno version of that mold. But I've got the Hellfire, so I'm perfectly happy with that. I would rather have the official versions. I'm not going to go for the S model simply because I want to stick with official as much as possible. And that's my personal preference. You know, if I can stick with official, I will. But if there's like either no official interpretation or there's no chance of one, then I'll get the third party. Like, I don't see them doing third party or official Dinobots outside of Grimlock. Who knows? Maybe someday they might. But we're already slowing down on Masterpiece releases. Or at least news of them, so the likelihood is small. The headmasters. You know, I've got the Fans Toys Weird Wolf. I'm getting the Skullcruncher and Mind Wipe when they're out. I've got the KFC King Gorilla and King Zilla, the Eight Face and Snapdragon. Absolutely love those. So I don't see Hasbro doing those, especially, you know, 6th-tier characters like Ape-Face and Snapdragon. Let's be honest. You know, Weird Wolf, who in the American cartoon showed up one time, even though he's a central character in the Japanese Headmaster series, he showed up one time, and he didn't even have a speaking role except for Monzo.
He had more time in his commercial than he did in the actual rebirth.
Yeah, and that's sad for my favorite character. But I can rest happily because, in my opinion, there is a Masterpiece version of him now in the Fans Toys Lupus. It's not a perfect toy, and I dare anybody to point out a perfectly perfect Transformer official or unofficial. There is none. You know, there's always going to be some little something that I wish they had done that better. That didn't turn out quite right. There's always something on a toy. It's either too big, too small. This part doesn't look right. The face is off. Something. There's going to be something.
It's Prime first edition Optimus Prime. Perfect.
Nah.
The only thing is that the... I just, with the money the Seekers are being asked to pay out, being paid for,
yep,
and that kind of QC that we are getting, I can't
argue that logic. The logic, though,
stuff.
Yeah, I can't argue that logic. If you can get a better quality product for a cheaper price than official, more power to you. That makes more sense. That makes sense.
That pushed me to the yes model Seekers. I'd been buying them, and you know, I didn't want to pay $250 to $300 for a product where stateside, I could get it for $60. I just bought Acid Storm. I bought Sunstorm. They were $60 at TRU. You know, if you bought MP11, you could get it for like $120.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pay twice as much.
I'm not paying over $200 for my Thrust and Dirge. I'm getting them for, I think Thrust is like $140 and Dirge is like $160. So
more reasonable,
but yeah, I have a discount through Capture Prey. So, yep. So
great toys, great prices, great service. CapturePrey.com.
So, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh well, I've got the Hasbro Starscream of MP11. So I have less than $100 in him. I've got the original Hasbro. The Walmart Skywarp that was out years ago with the long hip skirts.
Oh, that one too.
I'm fine with it. And that one I'm never going to replace, even though I would like to have an MP11 SW Skywarp. I think the colors on it is gorgeous, especially way they applied the silver paint. But I can't get rid of my Skywarp because it was Chad's. So that's my Skywarp in my collection. I need a Thundercracker. I did have MP11T, but some of you who may remember, mine had the nose cone. Tampo was like, the outline was like next to the Decepticon insignia. It was like horrible. And even though I rarely...
Pretty though.
Yeah, the colors on it was pretty. But even though I rarely put it in jet mode, I was bothered by the fact that I knew that Tampo was there, and I didn't want to have to take it off and put a sticker where a Tampo was already there. So I went ahead and sold it. But I think I'm going to go with the Make Toys Lightning, I think is what it's called, which is they just announced it. I'm going to dip into that mold real quick.
Because I've actually, and this has come up before, I've actually seen online and saw where people saying they're actually selling, because when they got Howling Meteor, that their Starscream, people actually started selling their Masterpiece Starscreams and replacing it with
Howling Meteor. To be honest, I think MP11, the price on it has dropped considerably since Meteor came out. They were going well over 200, sometimes 300, if I'm not mistaken, for just Starscream, especially with Coronation set.
Yeah, and I hope that's something. I don't know if Takara monitors how closely Takara monitors this stuff or not. But
they watch it closely.
Yeah. But if I was working with Takara on the Transformers, and I see where a third-party product is replacing my official product in the eyes of fans because it's a better quality toy for less money,
they may go back to the drawing board. That might explain why they're so quiet. Another reboot of Masterpiece.
Or at least the Seeker mold. But again, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that, you know, there, if they see that people are replacing their Takara-branded products with third-party... And third party has always had a stigmatism of being a lot more expensive. In the
not anymore.
Years, it was true. Now, can you see getting Downbeat for, say, Ironhide's price in an official Masterpiece? I can't, because if Sunstreaker had any licensing fees built into his cost of about,
which I think he did,
$115 to $130.
You can get that, it Capture Prey, I think, for like $110. I think might be $115. Yeah,
the cheapest I've seen one for is like $107 and change, but that was from China with about 20 shipping. But I'm just saying, if Jazz is built, if we get a Jazz, can you see getting a Jazz that looks as good as Downbeat for Downbeat's price upon release and be a better figure?
Oh, that was the last part for me. And be a better figure? Probably not. To the
it's 110 at Capture Prey.
Probably. But to be a better figure than Downbeat? That's a tough sell.
That's why I didn't get Sunstreakers. I have Sunsurge, and again, I know it's not perfect.
I had Sunsurge, and this is another example of, you know, back to my rule that I mentioned before. I had Sunsurge. I loved it. Loved it. Had no issues with it whatsoever, although, sadly, I think Jason Rye actually bought my Sunsurge off of me. I broke it as I was transforming. He still bought it. I gave him a partial refund, you know, because, you know, what it was, one of the hinges on the back of the windshield broke off. It would stay on. It would stay on in both modes. So it's not like it affected the toy, its look overall. You just had to be careful with it. And then he broke it when he got it. I hate laughing about that, and I'm not. It's an unfortunate thing. I've done it before myself. But the official Masterpiece Sunstreaker, the MP39, I was so impressed by it. You know, I went ahead and got it simply because I love Sunstreaker. I'm a sucker for yellow Transformers. I went ahead and got it because I love Sunstreaker. And it is so well done. And I compared it to my Bad Cube Sunsurge. And I sat there and I had them. What I did is I sat right here in this very chair and I set them both on my computer desk. And I just sat there and looked at them both side by side. And I'm like, I like this better on him and I like that better on him. But overall, aesthetically and the flow of transformation and everything, it was overwhelmingly Sunstreaker, the official, for me. And when it got to that point, I looked at Sunsurge, and I'm like, I don't really need it. I didn't want to sell it, especially because knowing that, you know, I gave like $100 for it whenever it first came out. And now that the official Masterpiece Sunstreaker's out, his price, along with all the other MP Sunstreakers, especially Spin Out, tanked.
Oh yeah, Spin Out was, and that was another figure I was back and forth on, because the early pictures for Spin Out looked good. He looked like he would be an interesting version of Sunstreaker, and it's just the QC just tanked.
Mm. But I mean, I had to go with the official one again. And again, you know, I go with my preference, and in my opinion, I go with the better toy. And if I go with preference, generally I lean official. But I'm not opposed to third party. You know, I'm finding that more and more people, too, in our fandom, who used to be vehemently opposed to third party. Combine that with the fact that official product, the quality has been really shoddy as of late, not just in Masterpiece, maybe not so much Masterpiece. I mean, it's not without problems, but the official line, we even talked about this here a while back on the Power of the Primes Wave 2 episode. Some of the quality is horrible in some of the retail toys. People's getting tired of that. You know, they're wanting good quality toys, and the word's getting out, and some people's minds are changing on third party. And that's why you're seeing a resurgence of, you know, like Fans Toys Willis. I've seen a lot of people coming back, and they're like, I've hopped on the third party train. I want Hound. I want Willis. You know, they've seen pictures of Willis and they're like, where can I get a Willis that's not $200? Where can I get a Gundog that's not $200? And they're drying up quick because there's late bloomers. And I'm seeing it with the Fans Toys Dinobots now too, because there's people that are after some, you know, Stomp. Stomp's hard to get. Even Scoria, because he was the first one. A lot of people are settling for the perfect fusion cesium, which I think is just as good. I haven't actually held one, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. The body's not so much a potato, but you know, a lot of people.
Jetfire's really shot up recently.
Yeah, that Phoenix.
Phoenix.
A lot of people are jumping on the third party train because they're starting to realize the quality is generally good on a lot of these toys, and two, they are starting to realize, hey, I want this character, I want that character. Hasbro is either not going to do it anytime soon or not going to do it at all. They're seeing the writing on the wall, and I'm kind of hoping one of two things. Hasbro, or not just Hasbro, but Takara. One of the reasons why they may be slowing down on the official masterpieces is that they may be looking at, you know, keeping things more under wraps so as that they're not knocked off so quickly, because let's be honest, knockoffs of the official product is coming out at an alarming rate.
Look at Barricade or Optimus.
Sometimes it's not much long after the official one's released.
Sometimes even before.
Yeah.
I think the KO of Barricade came out first.
It's crazy. It's crazy how the knockoffs are, and it's entirely possible that they're withholding information about future releases simply to help control that.
Yeah, in a way, if that's what's happening, I'm glad that's what's happening. But I would also like them to say that they're working on something. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just say that there are more releases. Releases 41 through 50.
I'm pretty sure that there was an interview with a Takara designer years ago that they mentioned that they are working on Trailbreaker and Hoist.
Yep, and they've got Huffer done too.
Yeah. So, where are they?
I'm sure a lot of them, like Cliffjumper and Jazz, you have to wait on licensing from Porsche. Gears and Trailbreaker, I think, have to be Toyota if you want them to be done right. So I think there's licensing there, and that's causing some problems. But at this point, it's been a couple years since MP12. Let's hurry it up a bit more.
Well, hey, Dern, I wanted to ask a question, but how are we on time?
We're at an hour and 16, according to the record time right now. So if you need to wrap, we can.
Okay. No, I mean, I don't need to. I mean, I just didn't know. I just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
As far as with third party, we know what we've talked about, you know, the official masterpiece and stuff. What is it that is either coming up, you know, coming up that's been announced, or do you want to see
ass in face? Cat ass in face.
Fuck. No.
Oh, cat destroyed camera. That's what cats do.
Oof. So, anyway, y'all two go first. What are y'all looking forward to the most? What do you want to see?
As far as third party?
Third party, either official, third party, or even fourth party. I mean, like, what figure what third party figure has come out that you think maybe they need to take a crack at making better, if there's anything like that?
As far as announced toys that's coming.
Or just something you want to see sometimes rather sooner than later.
Chris, you want to bite on this one first?
I don't have an answer for the fourth party one yet, but the
I have no
third
answer
party thing
for
I'm looking forward to the most right now is the Transform Dreamwave upgrade kit for Volcanicus and Computron.
You know, I'd
answer, but the Volcanicus looks incredible. That is what I want my Dinobot to
be. I want the feet and hands, but the rest of the stuff I don't need. I'm happy. Yeah, Braun. Braun Strowman.
Fourth party. I'll think on that one. Come back to me.
I think short term, I'm probably going to steal Don's thunder on this one. Fans Toys Rogue. the RC.
Yeah, actually, I don't like the silver version. Let's see, look on the face there. No, it's just I think that's the special version they're doing first with the metallic silver instead of the white.
Mm-hmm.
And the silver makes her a little too, I don't know, just it's not right. And I'm hoping they'll do a version with the more regular white color than the silver.
I'm a bite on it. I've already got mine pre-ordered. Yeah, I want it so bad. And then probably long term, and I'm really looking long term with this thing because it's fan toys also, and that's their mind wipe. You know, it's probably sooner rather than later now. Even though they first showed, I think, the line art 2 years ago. But we've finally seen some CGI and colored CGI, which means they are working on it now. And we've also seen their Skull Cruncher coming up too. But I think Mind Wipe is very much closer. I'm really excited for that because I'm a Headmaster guy.
The cool thing is maybe we might get an Alligator Con Optimus from that Skull Cruncher mold for people who couldn't get Positum.
Yeah. Well, Positum and the Fans Project Headmasters are more, and I know people hate the term, but more chug in my opinion. Yeah. They're small compared to Masterpiece.
I'll be honest, stuff like Code had some remarkable engineering on that figure. You know, Code was an outstanding figure, but it hasn't aged well as far as that goes. But yeah, I mean, they look great. Me personally, what I'm looking forward to short term, and I didn't think I would until I started seeing some more pictures, the Generation Toy T Beasts.
Those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, because
T Beasts.
I love. Yeah, it's the one with the Optimus, the more mechanical monkey.
Those don't flip my trigger at all.
As the Beast Wars guys.
People keep saying, this is a terrible primal. It's not. It's like, no, this is my. They're actually, if the arc woke up, later than Hearts of Steel, but before the Industrial Revolution. Although, as I said, granted, there's not that many gorillas running around Mount.
So it's along the lines of that bull sideswipe that we've seen.
Sideswipe. Okay. The Sunstreaker that I believe is a cheetah or something along those. It's one of the big cats, I think.
One of them is a horse. Is that Jazz?
That may be Jazz.
I think
I'm
it's Jazz.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. But that right there is sort of hitting. Because it's sort of it's no more different than, say, the episode that introduces the Insecticons. Their computers scanned insects and not other mechanical things and made mechanical Insecticons. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking at. These is basically it's your G1 characters with these beast modes because that's what was available for the art to scan. And there is some controversy around the artwork, the whole artwork thing there. I won't touch on that. That can be found out elsewhere. But that really surprised me with with how good those figures looked and look like. Sideswipe as the bull just looks really. He still looks like Sideswipe mm-hmm. in robot mode, but his alt mode is completely different.
Yeah,
and I'm long term. I'm looking forward to people like Wajane and other companies and Black Mamba making their own figures. And again, it's still the whole IP thing. But they're not KOing and they're not bootlegging. They're actually making their own figures. So we might see a new version of JRX with maybe some modern engineering that I would like to see another take on JRX. Raiden, of course. I still can't believe no one has tackled
how. I
had a running theory that since Hasbro acquired Power Rangers, that they can make Raiden in one line and they can make the Tokuger sort in the other, just if they wanted to get crazy. But, that's what I want to see is, more of this original stuff that, we would not get from even regular third party, or it would take a lot longer. Raiden we've got one group of C-cons. There's plenty of people that don't like that one Poseidon set from TFC, because TFC is real hit or miss on some stuff.
It looks good, except for the combiner head is like super tiny.
Well, it's for me, it's not the thing that really kept me from getting them, other than I had other stuff I wanted, but it was the mismatched colors, because you had those two that weren't the same coral kind of undersea pattern. Mm-hmm. It's the bright pinks and blues, and it's like, just, it doesn't work, you know.
Sea Wing and Overkill, or Overbite, rather. I think. Yeah,
because if the other character had some of those highlights,
Nautilator. Yeah,
if they had those pinks and those other colors in there as highlights, try to pull the color palette together, it would work a lot better for me. But it's just visually,
I think TFC had a valiant effort, but I think it could be done better, and I'm holding out. I really lament the fact that I missed out on the Unique Toys Orden, the Abominus. I wanted that so bad because I'm a huge Abominus fan. Mm-hmm. But at the time that it was out was around the time that I was in a transition, life transition period, you know, and I didn't have the funds available. And I saw people's pictures, and I'm like, I want it so bad. I was just never able to get it. And he came and gone, or came and went so fast. I'm like, I missed the boat on him. And I really lament that, because I like the way he looks. All the figures in that set look really, really good. And in combined mode, he looks really, really good.
It's weird. I just wanted Blot. I didn't care about...
You know, I wanted Center Twin and Hunger.
Yeah, so. You know, Abominus is not one of my big must have the best version of, like Predaking, but I love that Blot. That Blot was just genius as far as mass shifting and design. I mean, I loved it.
Well, and you know, to carry that over to the Power of the Primes Terracons, combined mode, it looks good, but it could look better. And I'm thinking a third party set, upgrade set will be made that will make it better. I'm with Christian. I think it's an inevitable thing, but individually, the Terracons are so flipping dead on to the way they looked in G1 in the cartoon.
So good.
I mean, the Ripper Snapper. I think I said it here on the show here a few weeks ago, whenever I first got it. The Ripper Snapper has blown me away. I love Ripper Snapper. And I think next to Cutthroat, he was my least favorite Terracon. And I love this thing. And I'm like, oh, if the rest of the guys are going to be this good, I can't wait. And I know that the Hunger essentially in his dragon mode is basically the robot mode doing a Bray Wyatt back handstand, but
so is G1.
Yeah. I mean, it still pulls it off really well. And, you know, I was showing it before we started recording. I went onto Facebook, and there's a guy on there named Repro Man. A lot of you may be familiar with him. He's based in the UK. Is doing Power of the Primes versions of some weapons, and he did Hunger. So this weapon will go to Power of the Primes Hunger. It's a smaller version, I think, than the G1. And the quality is like, it's not, I don't know if you can see it on the camera, but it's not like the 3D print that you get like off of Shapeways. It's good and smooth. It's molded plastic. And then I think he painted it too. So it's, wow, it's really, really well done. It was $20 bucks for this gun. Yeah. Find him. He's on Facebook, called Repro Man. I think his, the logo, is like a dude with a mohawk or something. And you just message him on Facebook and say, hey, I'd like to have these if they're available. I think it was like $20 shipped from the UK. So, you know, for a custom gun that is G1 accurate. And while we're on the subject, I'm going to do a plug for Non-F as well. You can go to at Non-F Prod on Twitter or sales@nonfprod.com. It's NONNEF. And he's got like all kinds of great stuff. You know, there's a website, you can go to Non-F's website. I think it's nonfprod.com or something like that. Just do a Google search for him. He'll come up. And he's got like, battle trap guns. You can get the clones, the new clones that are out. You can get both sets of weapons for both Autobot and Decepticon clones. And they are like almost dead on to the G1 weapons. And it makes those guns feel complete. I even did he's got upgrade rifles for the Legends Insecticons. And so they don't look naked anymore.
Broadside kit is where it's at.
I haven't seen his broadside kit, but I'm...
It's a gun and axe plus some fillers to make the fan mode work better.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the figure drastically. An incredible upgrade.
And his prices are amazing. And, amazing. I mean, I know he lives, I think, in South Carolina, so I literally ordered stuff on Friday and got it on Tuesday. So, I mean, he's generally fast about shipping. So yeah, I highly recommend Non-F too. So you know, I just wanted to give those guys plugs because they do really great work and they deserve it. You know, if you're looking for some upgrades to certain toys, and or certain toys like to me the clones felt naked without their guns, and some of the Power of the Primes toys. You know, I've been enraged that they're coming with literally no guns. You know, so Hunger is actually going to have his gun. You know, there was a weapon in the Insecticon set that was intended for Chop Shop, but I don't have Chop Shop, so I just gave it to Ripper Snapper because it's a gray gun, small, looks like his little pistol or rifle. So I gave him to Power of the Primes Ripper Snapper, so he's got a gun. It's great. You know, you can multi-purpose these things.
I think you sold your Chop Shop to me.
Did I?
I think so.
Huh? It's possible. but, you know, I really think it's important, you know, and it's on topic since technically they're third party, I guess. You know.
Upgrade kits.
Yeah, upgrade kits. So giving a shout out to those guys. They do phenomenal work, and they deserve some business. Check them out. That's Reproman on Facebook for certain weapons. That Reproman also occasionally does vintage toys too. I got my Deathsaurus, the Eagle Breastmaster guns that are like impossible to find. He does straight up repros of those, and now I have a complete Deathsaurus because of those. So
I was just looking at his page, and he did powered convoy buggies.
Yes,
that's incredible.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and he put some love and effort into these, and he's a fan just like you and I. And same thing with Non-F, you know, he's a fan and collector, you know, give him some business. Is there any other things that you guys wanted to talk about real quick?
I came up with my fourth party answer.
Okay.
I would like to see whoever's making the KOs of MPM Bumblebee, make me an MPM Clip Jumper and Stealth Bee, but especially Clip Jumper.
I have no fourth party answer because I'm like, that's going a little bit too deep for me. I mean, it's not that
I'm opposed to Hasbro making me one. I just want one. Give it to me however I can get it.
Now I was tempted on the Weijang oversized movie prime. That thing looked amazing. You know, the cab
the evasion
mode. But I didn't want the battle damage one, and that's the only one that I found that was available. I think Capture Prey got those in. It looks great. It looks really, really great.
Oh yeah.
But in the end, I passed on it because, you know, movie toys are not my forte, and I'm starting to get sleepy myself. Sorry. do you guys have any closing thoughts?
No, that's good, I think.
Well, I think we... Oh, go ahead, Christian.
I do have one. Since we had a lot of topics in common with him, I'd like to acknowledge the Bobby Skullface video that came out recently that talked about landmark third-party toys.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a lot of the same ground, so I feel like we should throw a shout-out to him. Good video. Good guy.
I recently watched his video of I think it was TFC or was it Toy World Detective, which is I think it's TFC's version of Hound.
Yeah,
I have not laughed so hard. That was hilarious, hilarious. I mean, just whenever. Well, I'll let you watch it. Go and watch Bobby Skull's face's review of TFC Detective.
Enough said. He also has one up today that this is something you'll probably know, Duran, on how to light your detox.
Hmm.
Yep, I'm watching that tonight. Woo.
Yeah.
That also tells you when we recorded this. Secret episode.
Like I said, it may be several weeks before this is actually released. I know my girlfriend's son is actually moving out of college here in a couple weeks, here in a few weeks, because the semester is almost over. So I may not be available that might be on a Monday, though. I take that back. But I know there's several Saturdays that I won't be available to broadcast, and this episode will likely go up. I know my birthday, I think, is going to be falling on 1 week next month. Hint, hint. Anybody wants to send me anything, any toys?
I'm going to send you me. I'm going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yes. And it's like just contact Orson and say, hey, I want to pay for a toy that Duran has not paid for yet. Yeah. That'd be great. No hints here. I'm not being shy about it.
Wow. Shameless. But good idea. Yeah. I might steal it.
Hey, it might work. Might.
Maybe. We'll see.
But hey guys, hope you enjoyed this episode. It's just a little round table of some relevant topics and who knows, it might get people started down that third party train. And there's nothing wrong with it. Don't let, hail Hasbro. I know that's a big thing, out there. There's a lot of people hail Hasbro down the third party. It's like, I'm sorry, we're the consumers. If Hasbro or Takara is not going to cater to us the way we want to be catered to, and there is options out there, and they're quality options. Now there is some shit out there. We won't deny that. But there are some good quality options out there. And let's face it, Hasbro is actually putting out some shit too. This is Power of the Primes Optimus. Look at that cab. That is horrible. I mean, horrible. I mean, the back of Orion Pax's head is a freaking...
Yeah, but we get a Sunbow Orion Pax out of that, which is something I never...
The only redeeming thing out of the cab. The only redeeming thing out of the cab. That's the only reason I'm keeping that toy for now is the Orion Pax. And then the combined mode is pretty damn nifty, too. Yeah. But the truck mode blows ass. I hate it. Even official product can suck.
I think we'll see a third party for that before too long. Like, if nothing else, it'll be a cab cover just for that back half.
I'd be happy
with that. It'll make them a long bed, like a sleeper cab, but at least it would cover up. And that could be like a shield, or
it would wind up looking like Combiner Wars Prime. Had that extended, cab. But that's
had been worse primes like Robot Masters Prime, but that's a special case.
Yeah, wasn't that released in the U.S. in like the classics in the black box classics? Yeah, was that the Robot Masters Prime
in a pack of Megatron too?
What mold was that?
It was that other Classics Deluxe mold.
Because
the spinning torso gimmick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Because I remember it was derpy as hell. At least the Overkill was a decent repaint of the Classics Grimlock. And then that drag strip out of Mirage was flipping beautiful, too. Oh, yeah. I like those. But I think that'll wrap us up for this episode. Don, Christian, I want to really extend my thanks to, being on the fly here. This is really impromptu. I literally messaged you at like 10 minutes till 10 on a Sunday night and said, hey, I want to test things out. You up for a pre-record? And you guys were up for it, and I can't thank you enough. phenomenal.
Well,
hey, I think we had fun. Didn't we have fun?
Yeah, I always have fun.
Yeah, it's always nice talking third party because, you know, because there's always as many as different opinions as there are on Hasbro Takara, there's even more on third party on, you know, what we like, what we don't like. So it worked out well.
Yeah. I mean, whenever I messaged Don, you know, he said, sure, I'll do it. Just let me put a shirt on. He didn't say anything about pants. So.
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, and please,
now
God,
you
no.
Know the rest of the story.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time on TFYLP.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.